Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
Today I'd like to celebrate the human voice. The human voice is mankind's original musical instrument. Its capabilities are astonishing. Think about all the things our voices can do. Soar with beauty, scream in anguish, laugh, cry, imitate, irritate. Let's take a listen. No two people have exactly the same laugh or the same speech. Our voices are as distinct as fingerprints. Think about the many separate parts that go into producing the human sound. The shape and size of the vocal cords, the size and shape of our bodies, the chest, the neck, the tongue. Even identical twins don't sound identical. Here's former NFL players Jason and Devin McCourty giving a graduation speech together.
Would the Patriots have won six Super Bowls if Bill would have listened to other people and put Brady back on the bench?
Don't you mean win six Super Bowls because Bill Belichick traded for Jason McCourty? You only had one Super Bowl. Stay in your lane.
Oh, they're very close, but they don't have the same voice. Everyone's is unique, and that's what makes it beautiful. I started thinking about this when I heard this one.
It holds a special place in my heart. People there have seen me grow up. I sometimes feel like I'm their son. Their passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire them when I can.
That is not Morgan Freeman, and it's not AI. That is Frank Caliendo imitating Morgan Freeman. Frank has the unparalleled ability to sound like anyone he puts his mind and his vocal cords to. He explains how he does it.
When I work on certain voices, some are very close to each other. You don't always realize that, but when I would do the John Madden kind of thing, you just take it out of this glottal area and you bring it up, it becomes Bill Walton. How great is that? Unbelievable. If you can do that stuff with your throat, you start to figure out different things. So the first one I realized was John C. Reilly. So did you touch my drum set? Does everybody ever wonder how that's come from? So now if you add some air, it becomes Mark Ruffalo. I see this as an absolute win. I had no idea. Wow. That's even weird. Oh. Now if you bring it down even more, it becomes Paul Giamatti.
What a talent. But now let's hear from the real Morgan Freeman.
If you're looking to improve the sound of your voice, yawn a lot.
Come again?
Yawn a lot. It relaxes your throat muscles. It relaxes your vocal cords. And as soon as they relax, the tone drops. The lower your voice is, the better you sound.
Well, not many people sound better than Morgan Freeman, so... But the original voice master was the late, great Mel Blanc. Here he is on Johnny Carson talking about his first impressions.
One of the directors said, I have a cartoon coming up with a drunken bull. Do you think you can do the voice of a drunken bull? It was my first assignment. I said, yeah, I think so. He said, what would he sound like? Said,
well, he would sound like it was a little loaded, and it was looking for the sour mash.
And they said Bugs Bunny was a tough little stinker.
Right.
So I had to make him tough. I thought, which is the toughest voice, either Brooklyn or the Bronx?
Right.
So you put the two of them together, Doc. That's how I got the voice for Bugs.
Oh, that's
As for the future, AI may be able to synthetically replicate our speech, but it's a parlor trick. AI will never be able to capture the nuance and emotions that come from places within ourselves we can't even describe. So next time you're at a performance or a party, listen closely to the uniqueness of the human voice. And that's all, folks.